So we finished our last OTA. We're going to have a brief team meeting here, and then they'll be on break until we start training camp right at the 23rd or 24th of July with the players coming back. Most of them will come back, and we'll actually have a charter plane leave here on Wednesday, and Thursday is when the conditioning test and our reporting day officially is. Any questions?
Because we're in the day, what was his retention like?
It was good. He was here all week. Of course, we didn't practice Tuesday, but so he was in on the weekend, was here for Monday's practice yesterday and today, and but he's doing well. I mean, I think like any young player, you're quickly giving him as much information as you can, and he's handling it well. As a portion of today's practice, we did some specific things with regards to three receiver sets that involved him. Overall, though, he's really picked things up very quickly.
What's your overall assessment on the 4 weeks of on-the-field work?
Number one, I was pleased with how the hard part about it is you're not in pads and trying to get the right tempo so no one's getting hurt. And I was really pleased with the way we did that after, especially after the first day or so. We kind of got into a productive series of practices that, you know, it's always hardest for the offense and defensive linemen when you don't have pads on. But I was pleased with that. I was pleased with our health. You know, we didn't have any significant injuries at all. So I think we got a lot accomplished.
Did y'all try to maybe simplify things for Cooks a little bit after him being away?
Well, you're not, for him, what you try to do with a young player is give him certain elements. And so it's not keeping the progress of the overall offense back, but you try to begin to see how much they're able to retain and then continue to build on that.
How much do you see him involved? I know you have him involved a bit on the sweeps and stuff. Do you see him involved a lot in the running game now?
As a running back?
No, just as
well, he would be a candidate for if we're running a reverse or behind or a special play. He's someone certainly with his speed that would be, you know, one of the guys that we'd look to do that with. We've got a couple that we've done it with. And typically, we go into a season, and depending on the week and the formations, but hopefully that's something that he can add.
How much of a threat do you think that is?
Well, I think, look, you hope that whenever you add speed to the field, it stretches the defense, both in the passing game and the running game, and it'll just be finding that balance and then fitting it into what we're doing.
I know it's kind of hard with the limited observations you can make with no pads, as you're talking about, but would you say going into training camp about the same level of camp battles you would think you'd go into, or you think he's going to have a few more? Position-wise, it's a different position.
Well, look, every year at this time, and it may shift with regards to what position. Last year, left tackle, you know, was a position that obviously everyone focused on. Those same position battles exist this year, and I've said this before, the key here to the offseason is to prepare them as best we can for training camp, for when we're in pads, to have the best chance of executing the plays we're teaching. And that's you know, one of the main focuses here during these OTAs and minicamp. Pardon?
The running back, Terry Robinson.
I would definitely say further along. The one thing Kyrie has in year two is he's got a year under his belt with regards to protections. So not as much so in the running game, but there's an awful lot for the running back in regards to the play action protections, the drop back protections. He's definitely more comfortable in those areas. Yeah, all of them are guys that I've talked to, and it's an optional portion. Some of them had some other commitments. Nothing that was surprising and earth-shattering. Anything else? All right, thank you.